बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरवर धारी। गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Jayo Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Radha Jayo Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Radha Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jam Vishnupad Paramhamsa Pravraj Kacharya Ashtodara Shatish Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Pravraj Kacharya Ashtodara Shatish Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Tai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram cheva narotamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagvata sevaya bhagvati uttamashloke bhaktir bhavati neshtaki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nanda gopa kumaraya govindaya namo namaha Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are continuing the discussion from canto 4 chapter 24 entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. We are going to take verses from 37 to 43. Swarga pavarga dwaraya Nityam shuchi sadayim namaha Namo hiranya viryaya Chatur hotraya tantave Swarga pavarga dwaraya Nityam shuchi sade namaha Namo hiranya viryaya Chatur hotraya tantave Namo hiranya viryaya चतुर्होत्राय दंत स्वर्गपवर्गदाराय नित्यं शुचिसदे नमः नमो हिरण्यवीर्याय चातुर्होत्राय तंतवे माताजी ओके स्वर्ग द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स अपवर्ग द पाथ ऑफ लिबरेशन द्वाराय ऑन टू द डोर ऑफ नित्यम इटर्नली शुचि सदे ऑन टू द मोस्ट प्यूरिफाइड नमः माय ओबेसेंस इज ऑन टू यू नमः माय ओबेसेंस इज हिरण्य गोल्ड वीर्याय सिमन चातुहोत्राय द वेदिक सैक्रिफाइसेस ऑफ द नेम तंतवे ऑन टू वन हु एक्सपैंड्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन माय लॉर्ड ओ अनिरुद्ध You are the authority by which the doors of higher planetary systems and liberation are opened. You are always within the pure heart of the living entity. Therefore, I offer my obeisance unto you. You are the possessor of semen which is like gold and thus in the form of fire. You help the Vedic sacrifices, beginning with Chaturhotra. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. Purport. The word Swarga indicates a position in higher or heavenly planets, planetary systems. And the word Apavarga means liberation. Those who are attached to Karma Kandya activities described in Vedas are actually entangled in three modes of material nature. The Bhagavad Gita therefore says that one should be above the dominion of fruitive activities. There are different kinds of liberation or mukti. The best mukti is engagement in devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Not only does Lord Aniruddha help fruitive actors by elevating them to higher planetary systems, but he also helps the devotees engage in devotional service by dint of his inexhaustible energy. Just as the heat is source of material energy, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. Text 38. Nama urjva ishetraya pataye yagya retase triptidaya cha jivanam nama sarvarasatmane. Translation. My Lord, you are the provider of pitralokas as well as all the demigods. You are the predominating deity of the moon and the master of all three Vedas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the original source of satisfaction for all living entities. Text number 39. Sarva sattvatma dheyaya vishaya sattvishaye sattviyash sthaviyase namastre lokya palaya saha oja balaya cha. My dear Lord, you are the gigantic universal form which contains all the individual bodies of the living entities. You are the maintainer of three worlds and as such, you maintain the mind, senses, body and air of life within them. I therefore offer my obeisances, respectful obeisances unto you. Text number 40. Arthalingaya nabhase namo antar bahir atmane nama punyaya lokaya amusme bhuri varchase. My dear Lord, by expanding your transcendental vibrations, you reveal the actual meaning of everything. You are the all-pervading sky within and without, and you are the ultimate goal of pious activities executed both within this material world and beyond it. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto you. Text number 41. Pravrittaya nivrittaya pitra devaya karmane namo adharma vipakaya mrittave dukkhadaya cha. My dear Lord, you are the viewer of the results of pious activities. You are the inclination, disinclination, and the resultant activities. You are the cause of miserable condition of life caused by irreligion, and therefore your death. I offer my respectful obeisances. Text number 42. Namasta shisham isha manave karanatmane namo dharmaya brihate krishnaya kuntame dase purushaya puranaya sankhya yogeshwaraya cha. My dear Lord, you are the topmost of all bestowers of all benedictions, the oldest and supreme enjoyer among all enjoyers. You are the master of all the world's metaphysical philosophy, for you are the supreme cause of all causes, Lord Krishna. You are the greatest of all religious principles, the supreme mind, and you have a brain which is never checked by any condition. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you. Text number 43. Shakti traya sametaya midushe ahankritatmane cheta akuti rupaya namo vacho vibhutaye. My dear Lord, you are the supreme controller of the worker, sense activities and results of sense activities, karma. Therefore, you are the controller of body, mind and senses. You are also the supreme controller of egotism, known as Rudra. You are the source of knowledge and the activities of Vedic injunctions. So these are the series of verses in which Shivji, in form of instructions to Prachetas, is offering obeisances to different presiding deities. Let us start by offering prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So again, welcome to all the devotees. So we're reading from this section from Rudra Git, the chapter 24, the fourth canto, where Lord Shiva is in the form of Gita, in the form of his prayers, he's instructing Prachetas. So just reading the translation for 37th verse again. My Lord, O Aniruddha, you are the authority by which the doors of higher planetary systems and liberation are opened. You are always within the pure heart of living entity. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. You are the possessor of semen, which is like gold, and thus in the form of fire. You help the Vedic sacrifice, beginning with Chatur Hotra. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. So in this particular chapter, we have seen how Prachetas, having been instructed by their father, have come to perform austerities before they actually get into governance, etc. And being of very pure heart and being very cooperative in their decision making and cooperative in their desires, Lord Shiva, being pleased with them, has appeared on the scene and is instructing them how to properly pray or how to get absorbed in meditation on the Lord. So these verses from text number 33 in this chapter to text number 68 form the Rudra Gita, where Lord Shiva is instructing. Just before that, there is a meeting between Prachetas and Lord Shiva, wherein very beautifully it's mentioned that Lord Shiva is saying that because you are devotees of Lord, therefore you are very dear to me. So we saw previous speakers mentioning about the compassion of Lord Shiva and also the mood of detachment of Lord Shiva, etc. And here he starts giving them the prayers. So in the last, yesterday we saw 33 to 36, where he is offering obeisances to the Chaturvyuha, the four predominant deities, that is Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, to purify the Chitta, the Ahankara, the Buddhi and the mind. So these were the four places where he is first offering obeisances to their predominant, like their Upasana, Upasya deities, it's mentioned, who are controlling these functions, Chitta, mind, Ahankar, and the intelligence. So as Mahabhagavata Prabhu was very beautifully mentioning yesterday, that even that ability to pray has to begin with purifying the various elements which are required to be used in Lord's service. So even the ability to pray has to be preceded by Lord's mercy to, like, we can pray to pray, learn to pray. So in that mood, so he's continuing with the same theme, and in this particular section, Lord Shiva is then purifying the different elements: the earth, water, fire, air, ether. And even though Prabhupada in the purport is saying that praying, offering obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is mentioning that for each particular element, there is a presiding deity. So for eye, there is Surya. So because of the sun only we can see. But Surya's Upasya deity is the Supreme Lord. So in that way, he's actually offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord only, Upasya deity, but the presiding deity is also being taken shelter of, given respect of the position they are holding. So in this particular verse, the two aspects are being purified in the 37th verse. So offering obeisances to Agni. If you see, it's mentioned Hotra, Agni, Chatur Hotraya Tantave. So that is referring to Agni, who represents the speech. So the speech is, what is the function of that deity? Accomplish the action of four priests, that is Chatur Hotraya, and expand the fire of sacrifice. So what is the purpose of the prayer? That please, my words should always engage in chanting the glories of the Lord. So why the purification of the speech is required? Because it should be engaged in service of the Lord. Otherwise, the senses which are not purified, they are engaged in one's own sense gratification. So purification is also, he's asking for purification of senses so that they can be engaged properly, wholeheartedly in service of the Lord. So here is asking, let my speech be purified by the offering respects to Agni, and in turn offering respects to Supreme Lord, because Agni's worshipful deity is the Supreme Lord himself, who is in this case Aniruddha. So that is being offered prayers. And in similarly 38 to 43rd verse, offering obeisance in the 30th verse, it's mentioned Traya, the master of three Vedas or worlds. So Soma or the moon has two functions. So acharyas are mentioning already he offered obeisances to Aniruddha for purification of mind in the previous section. So why again he is offering obeisances or purifying the mind? Because mind is so powerful that it can be the living entity's friend or it can be enemy if it's uncontrolled. So he's offering again obeisances or offering again prayers that please help me control my mind, purify my mind. So twice that mind aspect, it's already been mentioned in text number 36, but he's again offering obeisances to Soma and Aniruddha to purify the mind. So mind has two functions. Soma has two functions. It controls the mind, and as Prabhupada has mentioned in various places, it gives rasa. So scientists say only sun can, gives life in the plants to fruits. But actually rasa is provided in the fruits by the strength, energy of the moon, Soma. So these two aspects he is asking for purification, the mind and the taste. So these two are also governed by the moon. So for mind, he is saying you are the provider of Pitra Lokas as well as all the demigods. And taste, you are the giver of taste for the jivas, tripti daya cha jivanam, and the form of all taste, nama sarva rasatmane. So that is mentioned text number 38. So why he wants the mind to be purified? Because, and which is governing the actions towards Pitra Loka, Prabhupada mentions, as soon as living entity is born, he is indebted. So he's indebted to Pitras, he's indebted to different sages, etc., devtas. So he's asking that, let my mind be engaged wholeheartedly in Lord's service, it be purified, then only I'll be released from the debt towards all my Pitras, etc., etc. And then what is the importance of purifying the taste? That let my tongue taste only the sweetness of Krishna's holy name and Krishna's prasad. So Prabhupada is emphasizing in the purport on how the prasad, one should be satisfied with just tasting the prasad of the Lord, and that will purify the aspect of taste. Then in text 39, it's mentioned about Hiranyagarbha, the Virat Roop. So that is embodiment of earth, the element earth. So he's purifying, because different five elements he's purifying. So taste, speech, then earth. So purifying the sattva contains the soul of all living entities and the form of all elements. So he's saying, why I want the earth element to be purified? So that my nose, which can smell the fragrance, is engaged in Lord's service all the time. So that is the mood in which offering prayers. And then Vayu, air, he is the protector of three worlds who maintain the mind, senses and body. So Saha, Ojas and Bala. If you see text number 39, it's mentioned Saha, Ojas and Bala. So enter the mind, senses and body as Saha, Ojas and Bala and make them suitable for worshipping the Lord. My touch, My feeling of touch or my element of touch will be used in accessing the softness of the Lord's limbs. It should be engaged in that way in the service of the Lord. And text number 40, he's offering obeisances to ether, nabha, which contains the element sound, to purify the element sound, and which can actually, so actually 40 to 43, the main theme is sound vibration. How sound, pure Prabhupada writes beautiful purports, and he's expressing the importance of pure sound. If one hears, he gets pure knowledge, and if one has pure knowledge, then he can engage in pure service. So, and what is the best way? Prabhupada actually tells in all these three purports, the most important is Shabda Brahman, Vedas, or Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that aspect he's saying. So make my ears hear about the beauty of the Lord, reveal the meaning of the name, mantra and bhakti, and the chanting of Hare Krishna. And then 41 and 42nd, he's offering obeisances to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pravrittaya, nivrittaya, pitra devaya karmane, adharma vipakaya, who is instigator of dharmas, he is the giver of results of worshipping pitras, he is the giver of results of irreligious acts, adharma vipakaya. So I offer my obeisances unto you. And in 43rd verse, the last verse which we are discussing or we chanted, it's mentioned that purifying the ego, the false ego, ahankar, and who is the predominating deity for that is Lord Shiva himself. So here Lord Shiva, he is offering prayers, and he is offering prayers to Rudra, his own expansion. So he is offering obeisances to purify his false ego. So he is saying, why he is offering obeisances? May the Lord's mercy purify false egotism so that real egotism can be awakened. And what is that real egoism? Aham Brahmasmi, the spirit soul of performing devotional service. So in this way, purifying all the elements and all the tanmatras so that they can be engaged in Lord's service. And therefore, from 44th verse onwards, the real aspect of when the purification happens, then he is, after purifying body, mind and senses, he is now praying to get the darshan of the Lord. So then the famous verse, darshanam nu diridikshu nam, from those verses it continues. So first chunk is not directly approaching the Lord, but first prayer is that let Lord, you purify my senses so that they become capable, so they become accomplished in actually, even though I get your darshan, but if my senses are not purified, I'll not be able to actually engage in your service. So the first aspect is purify my body, purify my mind, purify my senses. So in that mood, Lord Shiva is mentioning in this Rudra Geet. So the first aspect is purifying the chitta, the mind, the false ego, the intelligence and the elements and the body, so they become capable in receiving Lord's mercy. So this is how this series of verses, this section defines. Now we'll take some of the themes which are mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. So if you see text number 37, so Prabhupada is mentioning about that swarga apavarga dwaraya. So in this world, everyone has a choice whether he wants to get accomplishment in this material world, or he wants to go to apavarga, or he wants liberation from this world. So both aspects, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that not only does Lord Aniruddha help fruitive actors by elevating them to higher planetary systems, but he also helps the devotee engage in devotional service by dint of his inexhaustible energy. So it is ultimately the Lord only who is providing the support for any activity in this world, for any accomplishment in this world. So one who is a fruitive actor who desires swarga, or one who is actually desiring for liberation, or devotional service, both are accomplished because of Lord's mercy. So that aspect he's saying. And Prabhupada then says, just as heat is the source of material energy, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. So in this world, what is the main energy which is governing this world, material energy, is the heat. If the sun is not there, which provides the heat, energy, which sustains everything, which brings everything into action. So similarly, it is the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha. Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one engages in executing devotional service. So whatever impetus, whatever ingredients, whatever desires are manifested are by the energy permeating through Lord Aniruddha, Prabhupada is saying. So even if we want to accomplish or we want to perform devotional service, then it has to be sanctioned by the Lord. So therefore, praying for purification of the senses so that it can be accomplished. Then, in the next verse, the theme Prabhupada is taking in the purport is that Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha to give him strength so he can become free from all obligation to pitas, demigods, general living entities and saintly persons and completely engage himself in devotional service of the Lord. So even that aspect where one is indebted as soon as one is born, so that verse we have heard, Prabhupada also quotes, Dev Rishi Bhutapta Ninam Pitrinam. So where as soon as a living entity is born, Prabhupada in that purport is mentioning that living entity is indebted to the six factors, Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, Apta, Ninam or Pitrinam. So why Prabhupada mentions in one Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, where samvad between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami is happening, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting this. So Deva, why the living entity is indebted to Deva? Because all the different sunshine, rain, moonshine, etc., which is source of sustenance, is coming through the different devtas. So as soon as living entity is born, even to breathe, he needs vayu. So vayu devtas help. So he's indebted to devtas. So then he's indebted to rishis. Prabhupada says, because to live life, one needs scriptures. How to live life? And who have given these scriptures? The Rishi Munis have given the scriptures. So one is indebted to the Rishi Munis. So devtas, rishis, bhuta, the living entities in general. So Prabhupada gives example that one takes milk from the cow, one takes so many other things from different living entities which sustains the living entity. So therefore, one eats the fruits, they are also living entity. So they are sustaining life. So one is indebted to, one cannot say that I have paid for milk, I have paid for fruits, so therefore my debt is finished. No. Your debt still remains. The payment is just a token, but the debt still remains. Bhut, Apta and Pitrinam is relatives or the Pitras. So this body itself is given by our parents. We are coming in a certain lineage of family, Pitras. So because of their mercy, we have got this body, which we can use for various activities. So therefore, we are indebted to Pitras and Ninam, the other living entities. So we have this whole social structure of Varnashram, different aspects. So we are able to perform our activities because other human beings are doing their activities. So it's interrelated. If they don't perform their activities, then we are stuck. Like in simple language, like somebody is doing Brahminical activities, somebody is doing Kshatriyakal activities. So he can function because he is performing Brahminical activities. Otherwise, if he doesn't do, everything has to be done one person, then it becomes very burdensome and it does not even suit one's nature. So in this way, one is indebted to these different, you know, living entities, the devas, etc. So, Prabhupada is mentioning that the prayer in this verse is that give me strength so he can become free from all obligations to pitas, demigods, living entities, saintly persons, and completely engage himself in devotional service of the Lord. So there is so much debt, but what one needs is the strength to perform devotional service wholeheartedly. And that will actually make one free from all the debts to all these. So that is mentioned. And the other aspect is taste. So Prabhupada is mentioning that Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha to give him strength so he will not taste anything but prasad of the Lord. So in this world, the tongue, the taste is so ferocious, but let us pray that let this tongue be purified so it can actually taste the real name, the real Krishna Katha. And that is possible when it's purified. And Prabhupada is saying, he's praying to Aniruddha so that the tongue doesn't taste anything except the prasad of the Lord. And then only it can be purified. So this aspect of purification by taking the remnants of the Lord. So when one takes remnants of the Lord, then it gets purified. And then it can be engaged in service of the Lord. So that is the difference between a sadhaka and one who is sadhya, who is perfected, and one who is in the process. So it's the same thing. So one is tasting prasad when he is a sadhaka, and one is tasting prasad when he is perfected. But a sadhaka, it is for his purification. For sadhya, he is tasting Krishna, he is relishing Krishna in that, even the holy name. For a sadhaka, it is for purification. For sadhya, for perfected, it actually, he is relishing Krishna in every moment in that aspect. So Prabhupada in other places in Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that this jnana, this karma, one gives it up at certain point of time because the process and the result, they are temporary. So jnana, he takes to jnana, knowledge, but when the time comes of liberation, he gives it up. But the process of devotional service, whatever one does in sadhana, is same as what the living entity performs in its perfected stage. But the difference is, one is for purification and the other is for relishment. So that transition from purification to relishment happens gradually. And one has to continue with faith, with enthusiasm. Like in one morning walk, one devotee asked Prabhupada in, I think, Germany, it's mentioned. And he asked Prabhupada, is it possible that in one lifetime the living entity can perfect his life? And Prabhupada said, why not? You only need to be serious in achieving that. So if you are serious, you can achieve it in even one lifetime. So that aspect of continuing with faith that my purification is happening and that relishment will soon come. And in the next verse, the 39th verse, Prabhupada quotes in the purport this shloka from 10th canto, 22nd verse. Etava janma safalyam dehinam iha dehishu praner arther diya vacha shreya acharanam sada. So the main theme Prabhupada is quoting is that praner arther diya vacha, by one's life, by one's wealth, by one's diya body, by one's words. So thus every living entity should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his life, by his wealth, by his intelligence and words. So the main theme is how we cannot compartmentalize that this is my material life and this is my spiritual life. When we come to devotional service in the beginning, we may say that, this is my spiritual activity and this is my material activity. But as one advances, everything is actually spiritual. Whatever he does, whether he's working in this world for earning money, whether he's working in this world for maintaining family, or whether he's chanting the holy names, or whether he's doing some service in the temple, everything is spiritual. Because as it's mentioned, praner arthir dhiya vacha. Everyone, everything has to be engaged in Lord's service. So one cannot say that, oh, I am this time I am doing material activity, this time I am doing spiritual activity. Once the purification process is started, then this gap should reduce and everything, praner arthir dhiya vacha, everything is in service of the Lord. So that is a tall order in one sense to achieve that. But at least we should know that that is what we have to accomplish. Otherwise, we'll always be in dichotomy that whether I am now engaging in spiritual activity or material activity. But for a devotee, everything is spiritual. It's not that, oh, this is material, this is spiritual. His aim is that satatam kirtayanto mam, that 24 hours he is engaged in Lord's service. Like in that book, The Living Name, Sachinandan Maharaj mentions beautifully, I like that point. He's saying Gudakesha. So one of the names of Arjuna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita is Gudakesha. So Maharaj gives what is the literal meaning of the word Gudakesha? So he's saying one who has conquered his sleep. So he is a Gudakesha. But Maharaj mentions that what is meant by conquering sleep? So he says what is meant by conquering sleep is even in his sleep, generally when person sleeps, his chetna is like goes down or it goes, it's like swapna or, you know, it goes in different realms from dream state to awake state, etc., etc. So he is traveling. But Gudakesh here means that he's conquered his sleep because he is constantly situated in reality that I am the servant of Krishna. And even in his sleep, he's constantly chanting the names of the Lord. If you go and hear, if you go near Arjun and see when he's sleeping, you will see that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is being chanted. Like that Maharaj mentions. So even in his sleep, he has conquered sleep means that ignorance which arises in the bodily aspect, consciousness that, oh, I am this body, I need rest. So that has been conquered because I am constantly servant of Krishna. So while sleeping also, he is constantly chanting the names of the Lord. He is in that reality that I am the servant of the Lord. So that's why he is called Gudakesha. So in all aspects, he is engaged in service of the Lord. And then the last from 40th verse onwards and in 40th and 43rd verse especially, Prabhupada's purport is 42nd also, he mentions. So Prabhupada is focusing on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How? So Prabhupada says in 40th purport, Lord Shiva is therefore praying to the personality of Godhead to be kind to us so that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we can understand everything in both the material and spiritual world. So one can understand everything just by chanting Hare Krishna. So one may question how it happens or how can one know everything. So in the next purport, Prabhupada says, 42nd, ha, 43rd verse, the origin of creation is sound vibration. And if the sound vibration is clear and purified, so Prabhupada uses these two terms, if the sound vibration is clear and purified, perfect knowledge and perfect activities usually become manifest. So if clear and purified sound vibration is indulged in, is accepted, is transmitted, then what one gets? It leads to perfect knowledge and that leads to perfect activities. This is enacted by chanting of the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thus Lord Shiva is praying again and again for the purification of body, mind and activities through the purification of knowledge and action under the pure direction of Vedas. So in these two, three purports, Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance to chant or take shelter of clear and purified sound vibration. So our mind, because Cheto Darpana Marjanam, is filled with so many misgivings, so many anarthas, dust. So when the sound vibration enters, it cannot actually, clearly it's not accepted in the chitta or in the heart. So in same book, Living Name, Sachindan Maharaj mentions a nice point. He says that if one is chanting constantly, continuously, he must be at the stage of ruchi. Because only at the stage of ruchi, one can have that inert desire or inert taste to chant the holy name and relish it. So for a sadhaka, what is the process he needs to engage in? Because there is different levels of anarthas, different levels of dust which is accumulated in the heart. So what he needs to do is, as a sadhana, he just needs to hear the holy name and let it get registered in the heart. So just allow that clear and purified holy name to enter the ears and enter the heart. And when it enters the heart, then it will actually purify the heart. So that is the aspect of clear and purified, you know, the sound vibration should enter the heart. So when the clear and purified sound vibration is the holy name has the potency, as we know, what is that verse? Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraya Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnetvad Nama Namino. So where the how the Nam and Namino are Abhinnetvad, they're non-different. And it's filled with rasa, it's rasa vigraha, chaitanya rasa vigraha. So in that mood, the holy name has that potency, but what it has to be done is, it has to enter the heart without any hindrance, without any filtration. It has to enter clear and purified sound vibration. And therefore, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so what is that mood in which it should enter, it will allow it to enter. Tranadapi sunichena tarorapi saheshnunan amanina manadena kirtaneya sadahari. So if one has that kind of mood, or if one is trying to imbibe that mood, one may not have that mood, but at least he is registering it or he is trying it, then the sound vibration can actually enter the heart without getting mixed, or without getting the holy name is not getting mixed, but our desires are getting mixed, or our intentions, unpurified intentions, mix with it, and it does not allow the clear and purified name to enter our heart. So if we maintain that mood, then it can enter. And what will be the benefit? When the clear and purified name enters, one will get perfect knowledge, and perfect activities actually become manifest. So the sound vibration, when it enters, will make our heart illuminated with knowledge. What is that knowledge? It's spiritual knowledge. That I am the eternal servant of Lord. So that knowledge will get really illuminated in the heart, and then it will lead to purified activities. One will engage in one's eternal dharma of the servant of the Lord. So when the holy name enters in that mood, it can actually illuminate the consciousness with the perfect knowledge. And when that knowledge is in action, it gets manifested in the purified activities. So that is what Lord Shiva is praying in this, that let my false egoism get purified by real egoism, that Aham Brahmasmi, as Acharya is saying, I am a living entity, Jiva, who is part and parcel of Krishna, who wants to engage in service of the Lord. So the origin of creation is sound vibration. So this whole creation also starts with sound. So the sound vibration is very potent, very powerful. And it, if it is, if we take recourse to, like we can hear some birds chirping. So as soon as living entity, any living entity, he wakes up or he comes into existence, he starts making sound. So sound is very natural. Even a baby, when he is born, he starts crying, expressing himself, raising his voice. Even a bird, when he or she wakes up, he's making that sound. So there is so much sound in this whole cosmos. The whole cosmos is filled with so much sound. But what sound we take, which frequency we tune in to get access to the spiritual sound will actually, which is clear and purified. If we become the clear, purified medium and let it register in our heart, then it can illuminate our consciousness with right knowledge, and that will make get manifested in our activities. So these are the few themes we discussed. Prabhupada is mentioning in these purports related to purifying the tongue by tasting holy by tasting the holy name and also tasting Krishna Prasad, the various debts we have in this world can be nullified when one takes to devotional service with strength and enthusiasm, and how the dhiya vacha prana arthe dhiya vacha, everything has to be engaged in Lord's service. So let us give us the strength to do that also. So we'll end here. So thank you very much for your kind and patient listening. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.